Blog Talk Radio.
Church, you are the church, we are the church together. Thank you for that, Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And guess what? It's May. It's the month of May already. Wow, it's just going so fast here. That's because Jesus is coming back soon. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. As we open up today, I think most everybody here knows that Pastor Mom went into the hospital this past week, and God, hallelujah, I say God touched her, hallelujah. So she was having some really, some tough kind of bleeding, and for a couple of days, and then when they went in to check what was bleeding, this is what the doctor said. The doctor said, it must have healed itself because we don't see anything. Amen. And before he looked, it had stopped bleeding. So that's what he said, but we know who our healer is. Amen. The Lord is our healer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So she was checked in on Tuesday, and she checked out on Thursday. Glory to God, with no bleeding ever since. So we just give God all the praise and all the glory. Hallelujah. And I just want to say it wasn't a little bit of bleeding because they had to give her a transfusion of 2 pints of blood. So, you know, God did this. This was a miracle, not on to a miracle, but a miracle. And we thank God. So just continue to keep Pastor Mom in prayer. And keep us in prayer. She's still being strengthened. And I believe she's getting stronger and stronger every day. And that's what I'm going to declare and decree. And that's what we're all declaring and decreeing, that not only day by day, but moment by moment and heartbeat by heartbeat. So we usually have Pastor Mom open us up in prayer. Pastor Mark is here with us today. Pastor Catherine is here. We're all in the same room today. And so we're going to have Pastor Mark to open us up with a word of prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you for all of your blessings. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that you woke us up this morning, clothed us in our right minds, and gave us a reasonable portion of health and strength. Lord, we know that the sun, S-U-N, rises every day, but we also know that the S-O-N rises in us every day.
Hallelujah.
With new mercies and new grace.
Thank you,
and
Lord.
We just thank you, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, it's so many things we could ask you for, but right now we just want to say thank you.
Yay! Thank you, Lord.
Because there's so many things that we have to thank you for, things we know about, things we don't know about.
Yes, Lord.
Because you're a God that works behind the scenes when we don't even have a clue.
Yes.
Lord, I read somewhere today that it said you are standby God. Your Holy Spirit is a standby. Stand by you every step of the way, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We just thank you right now for your Holy Spirit.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your darling Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, and his resurrection.
Thank you.
And, Lord, we thank you that there's going to come a time when he's going to come back again.
Hey.
And that time might be very, very soon because we see what's going on in the world. We see what's going on around us. We see the attacks on every side, Lord, but we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think.
Thank you, Jesus.
According to the power that worketh in us.
Thank you, Lord.
And we know that he that is in us is greater than anything in this world.
Thank you, Lord.
There's nothing we can go through in life that Jesus didn't go through, Lord. And so we thank you for that. He's right there.
Thank
he knows
you.
Us.
Thank you, Lord.
He knows what we're dealing with. And we just thank you right now, Lord, for watching over us and keeping us.
Yes, Lord.
And, Lord, we say a special prayer that the way that you handled the situation with Mom this week.
Yes.
Lord, we were all concerned, but we were throwing it up to you, lifting it up to you, then bringing it down, laying it at your feet. We placed it all at the altar.
Yes, Lord.
And, God, you saw fit. Oh, Lord, you saw fit.
Hallelujah.
You saw
fit. Hallelujah.
And we thank you for this right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
So now, Lord, as we continue on in our worship service today, dear Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you. As I was driving here, I just saw churches opening all over the places. People in the parking lot.
Yes,
people walking
in.
Oh, God, all this pandemic has been something else for us, Lord. But you show who the church is.
Yes.
Not the building, but the people.
Thank you.
The people who trust and depend on you.
They
call upon your name.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for this right now in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, just continue. As only you can, doing what you do and doing what you do best.
Yes, Lord God.
Being a loving and blessing God.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mark. We sure done missed you, man. The glory to God. He's a keeper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Was that your tag team preaching?
That was my tag team
no,
preaching.
No, I wasn't. Stop it.
Already, too. All that was in there.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
No, you get ready to tag team.
Okay. All right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Speaking of that, yes, well, we're going to go to our scripture, but I want to give you all a heads up, those who may not know, that today is, it's the first Sunday of May, so we're going to have communion. So get your communion elements ready. Amen. If you don't have crackers and juice, then get you some bread and some water. Amen. Hallelujah. Because Jesus is the bread of life and he's the living water. Amen. So you can get that. I'm sure you have that in your house. But get something and we'll pray and we will have communion today, this morning. And then we're going to have tag team preaching. Now, don't get scared now. Don't get scared about that preaching part. But we're going to have tag team. And so what we'll do, for those of us who are preachers, we'll have a scripture and speak on a topic. Speak for 5 minutes. For five minutes. Amen. And so, for those of you who may be kind of running away from that word preaching or a preacher, what you can do is you can share a scripture. You can share a song. You can share a Christian poem, something about Jesus. You can share your testimony. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can even go and share your devotional. You read a devotional this morning, and you can share with us 5 minutes of the devotional that you read this morning. Amen. Or whenever. Praise God. So there's different ways that you can do this. Amen. But we just want everybody to share. The East St. Louis Christian Center Church has been a church where it's 31 years old now, and the church has always been a church to help people to participate, amen, in what God is doing in your life, hallelujah. And then as you participate, there's more growth that happens from participation, hallelujah. I know I'm talking an awful lot this morning, but I want to say one more thing. Usually when we get to our part where we say who God is, and that's coming up real soon, the Lord just laid on my heart to do something just slightly different this morning. And he reminded me of he used to have me doing years ago, saying who he is in alphabetical order. And I would take the time and go from A to Z and say who the Lord is. You know, you are the anointed one, you know, like that. Then go to the next one. So this morning, we're going to tell God who he is, and we're going to go A, B, C this morning. Who is the Lord? You can look in your Bible. It's not cheating. You can Google it. Google the names of Jesus, the names of God, but get you an A, a B, and a C. Amen. So when we open up the lines, you'll have an A, B, and C. All right? I think you understand that. Praise God. So first, before we do that, we had our opening prayer. We're going to go to our scriptures now. And we're going to read Psalm 100. The entire psalm, verses 1 through 5, we'll read that together, King James Version. Then we'll go to our Psalm 34 and read verses 1 through 3. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. And then we're going to do our who Jesus is or who the Lord is, 1, 2, 3. Who the Lord is, A, B, C. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's get started. Psalm 100. We're going to read that together, verses 1 through 5. Let's read. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Hallelujah. Amen. Give you some good hints in there. The Lord is good. Glory to God. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. So now we're going to open the line, and we're going to say, everybody will get a chance to say who the Lord is, A, B, C. So we're going to start in the room where we are right now. Amen. I'm looking at Pastor Mark, Pastor Catherine, and myself. So we'll start off with our A, B, C. If you need to Google real quick, just say Google the name of Jesus or the names of God, and then get you an A and a B and a C. And if we repeat after each other, it's okay. If you say what somebody else says, that's fine. Okay? Now, next week, your homework assignment is we're going to go a little deeper with this. Amen? So we're going to go more into the ABCs. Amen. Okay? So, Pastor Mark, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I was trying to give you a minute there.
Are we going in order? We can just choose anyone.
You can just say A, B, C. No, just an A and a B and a C.
I said you're going in chronological order?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
A and a B and a C. But we're not going all the way down through Z. All we're going to do today is just an A, B,
and
C. Yeah, that's it.
All right. Jesus is our Alpha.
Okay.
He is our banner.
Yes, hallelujah.
And he is our creator.
Amen. 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 Okay, Pastor. Pastor Catherine.
Christ is all I need.
Okay. You started with C.
No, she got all I need. All.
Oh, all I need. Okay. B.
My big Jesus is my banner.
Amen. And C.
Christ.
He's Christ. Amen. There you go. There you go. Amen. And I'll do my ABC. A, he's the anointed one. B, he's the beloved. He is the creator. He's creator. Amen. Okay, so I think you all got it. Now, okay, start, open a line for Pastor Price. ABC, Pastor Price, who is the Lord?
Glory to God. Good morning, everyone. He is Alpha and Omega. Good morning. Love you all. Great to hear your voices. Love you, Pastor Mom, and each one of you all. Jesus is Alpha and Omega. That's my A. He is the B, the beginning and the end. And C, he is Christ, the anointed one. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah. Minister Rachel? Yes.
He's our Almighty. And yeah, go ahead, Gabrielle. Come on. Come on over here. Say
it.
He cares. And he's our comforter.
Amen. Did I hear a B?
Stop that, Malachi. It's not nice. You'll forgive us.
Okay. Amen. I didn't hear a B, but I heard an A and a C, so praise God.
Oh, B. Amber said, say it again, the B. Who got it?
B.
Okay, B for blessed. He's a blessed God.
Okay, he is blessed. That he is.
Oh, and Gabrielle said he better
than good. Now, you all have a homework assignment to go from A to Z, okay? Praise God to say who he is. Amen. And that scripture that you mentioned, Minister Ray, when it's time for testing, read it.
Okay.
Praise God. Okay, Sister Debbie, opening up your line. Sister Debbie, we can't hear you. You have your mute on.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Yes. I hear you. Can you hear me?
He's the Alpha, and he's a blessing. And he's a comforter.
Amen. All right now. Thank you. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Minister Carey. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. He is my shepherd.
Amen. We were doing something a little different this morning. Yes, he is your shepherd. We were doing something a little different, and we were saying who the Lord is But we're doing A, like he's the Almighty, B, he's the Blessed One, and C, he's the Creator. So that's what we were doing this morning.
Okay.
Amen. We'll do it again next week, so you'll have a chance to jump in next week as well, okay?
Okay.
All right, and I'm going to tell you guys, go all the way through the alphabet with who the Lord is. It's okay to go online. You know, it's okay to Google it. It's okay to look through your concordance. It's okay to do that. But go from A to Z of who the Lord is.
Let me read some.
Ava, you want to read some?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, and so you'll be the one that we're going to repeat after you.
Okay, okay.
Okay.
This one here, I like this. It says, my Abba Father.
My Abba Father.
Almighty God.
Almighty God.
I love and adore you.
I love and adore you.
You are the Alpha.
You are the Alpha.
And the Omega.
And the Omega.
Arthur.
Arthur.
And finisher of my faith.
And finisher of my faith.
And are awesome.
And you are awesome, awesome God.
Awesome, God.
Hallelujah.
So that was A. I just started.
Go ahead, do some okay. ABC.
Okay, here's the B's. You are beautiful.
Beautiful.
Beyond description.
You're beyond description.
My bountiful creator.
Bountiful creator.
And comforter. So they threw in both.
All right.
Both C's.
Amen.
And in you, I find my dwelling place.
My dwelling, we were to be.
You were to be. I'm just going through what they
put. Can't help it.
Yeah, yeah. This is what they just wrote up.
Okay.
You are my deliverer.
My deliverer.
My eternal.
Eternal.
And everlasting Father.
Everlasting Father.
Faithful.
Faithful.
Forgiving.
Forgiving.
Always.
Always.
Got some more.
Got some more.
This is going to be my tag team preacher. He said, my God of glory.
God of glory.
The great I am.
Great I am.
Your grace is sufficient.
Grace is sufficient.
For me.
For me.
My Holy Spirit.
My Holy Spirit.
Healer.
Healer.
And most holy one.
Most holy one.
Is incredible.
Incredible.
And have made me in your image.
Made me in your image.
And likeness.
And likeness.
And then I'm going to do this last one and I'm going to stop.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
My Jehovah Jireh.
My Jehovah Jireh.
Provide all the great things.
Provide all the great things.
Is the King of Kings.
King of Kings.
Lord of Lords.
Lord of Lords.
And light of the world.
And light of the world.
That's what I'm saying.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And that's where God wants us to be. You know, he wants us to go there where we're just having a good time and delighting in who he is. Amen. And just saying who he is. And you know, I was talking to the Lord about it. He said, just do it. You know, some churches, they do testimonies all the time, or they do this or that, but that's what God is telling us to do here, is to call on him and say his name. And what the Lord was saying to me is that we're all going through so much right now, and it's going to be important to have who he is rolling around in our head. I'm praying that none of us will take this lightly, but we'll go ahead and just discover more of who he is, A to Z. Amen. Alpha and Omega, A to Z, the whole thing, hallelujah, and just discover more of who he is. So when things come up, because many things are coming up right now, I mean, nobody could have told me a month ago that mom would have gone into the hospital with bleeding and then come out, you know, all of that. So it's so important to just have him on our mind. So this is one of those exercises that, as he was telling me about it, I thought about, you know, the Karate Kid, Mr. Miyagi, how he had him to do wax on and wax off, you know, and he didn't know just that simple act of putting the wax on the car one way and taking the wax off another way was building the muscles in his arms so that he could be able to fight. Hallelujah. So God wants us to be able to fight, and that fight is to stand. And when we've done all we can do to stand, we continue to stand knowing who he is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So let's go to our declarations, and as we just continue to declare, Pastor Price, if you would just take a moment, because we were talking about the declaration, and I wanted you to share, if it's okay, you know, if it's not okay to share it right now, that's fine. This may be something you just need to hide in your heart, I don't know. But if you can share what the Lord told you about the declarations and what he showed you as we were doing the declarations one day. Pastor Price?
Hallelujah. Yes, I'm here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm here this morning. Yes. Yes, praise God. I glorify and magnify the Lord. There are times that God will appear before my face, Jesus will. Many times the image that he appears before my face is like the image that you see on the Shroud of Turin when he came up through that cloth and there was an image left. And he will appear before my face in that way. And he's done that several times as key strategic times. Just recently, I believe it was right before Mom went in the hospital, this past week, I was sitting and, oh no, it was the Friday before Mom went in the hospital. It kind of scared my children a little bit because he appeared to me different this time in this vision on this past Friday. Not, what is today? Today is Sunday. Not Friday, just the Friday just passed, the Friday before last. And he appeared before my face this time in a different way. He appeared before me with a crown, the crown of thorns around his head, and this was kind of different that he did the day when he on that declaration day. He appeared twice, two times, right? First he, you know, first got my attention, and his head was kind of, if you could see, you know, children, young people like to take pictures at an angle now, where they're at an angle where you're kind of at an angle, And I looked up to my, and I saw him with the crown around. And then I kind of, you know, kind of not started, but I kind of looked. And then he appeared again, the second time, with the crown around his head. And that's the one thing that he began to minister to me on that day, that on that particular day on Friday, because I had just had my tooth pulled. And he was letting me know not only was he with me, but also that he suffered and bled and died, that we might have, you know, life and life more abundantly, and that he was my healer. And when the time came when Mom went in the hospital, he reiterated, I didn't see him again and right after Mama went in the hospital. I'm talking in the vision part, but he just still reminded me that he was the healer. So we thank God for what he did in Pastor Mom's life and what he's yet doing in Pastor Mom's life. Well, going back very quickly to the declaration, this in here, a lot of times we don't go to bed here in where I'm at till 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. So when service starts at 11 o'clock there at East St. Louis Christian Center, when it starts at 11, I'm laying down sometimes. And I was laying down and sometimes I'll slip on back to sleep sometimes. And going on back to sleep, I'll slip off to sleep and wake back up again and slip back off. That's what I would do, you know, in times past. And then that particular day, I was laying there in my bed, and I was kind of dozing in and out, you know, and still, you know, trying to keep listen to the program. And Apostle announced that she was going to do the declarations. And when she began to do the declarations, he appeared before me. I mean, big time, right in my face. And then he kind of disappeared out, and then he came back again another time. And somebody on that same day, oh, during the declarations. And he said, when you're giving those declarations, Helen, you're talking about me. You're speaking to me. Oh, you better believe I woke up then.
And from that time forth, I said, woke. I'm sitting on the side of the bed now. But I woke up then, and when I began to decree and declare who he is in my life, and when the apostle began to speak those words, I began to decree and declare, Lord, that's who you are to me. And so I praise God. So I learned my, there are certain lessons in my life that I've had to learn. Apostle, I don't want to be wordy, but I'll give this last thing. When I went to school for biology, and sometimes I'm got a scientific background, and I'm kind of skeptical about certain things, have been, and some things about the things of the Lord. And God always deals with me in certain ways. He deals with me this way because of sometimes unbelief and sometimes because of skepticism. And so when I can remember that I didn't believe in people falling under the power of the Holy Ghost. I did not believe in that. And I would say they're just pushing them folks down and people just falling down and all of that. And so at church, that's the last one, at church, they laid their hands on me, my pastor did, Pastor G.W. Robinson. I was only newly, just very new in the things of the Lord. This was about 40-some years ago, very new in the things of God. And he laid his hands on me, and I said, I ain't falling. I said in my heart, I ain't falling. And I wavered back and forth. I could feel me wanting to fall, but I said, I ain't falling. And he could tell that I should have fallen, but he didn't say nothing. And then I walked on and got ready to walk over to the right by the organ to go around the corner of the church, you know, the perimeter. We were inside of the church. I was at the altar, and then I came around. And the organist, she got up. For whatever reason, she got up. She tapped me on my head. And when she tapped me on my head, I went back and hit. There was a beam in the church that comes down the front of the church all the way down to the floor. And my head went back and hit that beam. When my head went back and hit that beam, immediately my spirit left my body and went over the organ. And I was looking out first I looked down and saw my body laying down there. And I had a wig on, and I had little plaques all over my head, and my wig had come off. And so my wig was laying to the side, and there was my body. I looked out over the congregation, and somebody said, Sister Price is down. And when my children looked, all my children were there. At that time I had six. And they were looking at me, but then Don, he got up, and he ran around to where I was at. I'm looking at this and saying, how can this be? My spirit on top of the organ looking down. I'm looking down at myself. And the lady that tapped me on my head, when she tapped me on my head, she saw the wig. So she was trying to fix my wig back on during the aesthetic. She was pulling my wig back on. After she got my wig back on, then she laid her hands and said, in the name of Jesus. And when she said, in the name of Jesus, my spirit came and just come on down and got back in my body. And I got up not with a pain, not one pain, not one hurt. And I learned back then not to be skeptical about certain things. I learned then not to be skeptical about what God is doing. Whether they laugh, and some people, God gives them a laughing spirit, some dancing spirit. There's a lot of things that God does that we don't know about. And so I learned from East St. Louis Christian Center that when God was decreeing and declaring who God is, be attentive for me, just for me, not me, be attentive, knowing that he's listening, he's right there. And he said, when you're speaking those things out, he said, you do it as unto me, see me. And I thank God. So I know I went a little step further, Apostle, with that stir, but maybe somebody needed that, because to be absent from this body, they said to be present with the Lord. The Lord didn't allow me to be present with him when I came out of my body, but he allowed me to hover in that room over that organ to look. And I know that this is only the house we live in. This body is only the house we live in. And I mean, immediately I was snatched out, and then God let me come back in, and that's been over 40-some years ago. So God bless you, love you, and I know I want to step further, but I just, maybe this is Miracle Sunday. What's the date? Today is 5-2. I'm trying to see what is the date, because this seems like a Miracle Sunday. God bless you all and love you, and y'all have a blessed day. That's it. And that may be my tag team preaching, too. Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah. Thank you for sharing. Amen. That just really blessed me, because the things that we do here at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, I mean, there's no form, there's no fashion, there's no show to it. We just do what the Lord says to do. you know. And then we just, you know, see the blessings flow through. There are some things that we're doing right now, even some of these declarations and calling on the name of the Lord. We don't actually know all, just like the little boy in Karate Kid. He didn't know where he was headed for, but when he got there, he had the muscles. He had the strength to be able to do what was needed to do. And so, you know, that's the thing. We're just following the Lord and just knowing that he's doing all and performing all that he will and imparting all that he will on the inside of us. Praise God. So let's go on to our declarations today. Amen. Job 22 and 28 says, "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way." Hallelujah. So as we say these declarations, there are things that are being established that we don't even know that they need to be established, some of it, but they are being established. Hallelujah. And light is shining upon our ways. Hallelujah. Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever." Hallelujah. So the grass is back, y'all. It did wither, but it came back. Amen. The flowers have faded, but I'm telling you, the flowers are coming back. Even in our living room here, we have flowers. I just saw one big peace lily coming up today. It's going to be huge once it comes up. And then on some of the other plants, we have some other peace lilies that have come forth. We're still waiting on the other flowers, our orchid, to come up. Praise God. But it's going to come. Amen and amen. So let's say our declaration. So repeat after me. No weapon, formed against me, shall prosper. This is the heritage of the Lord. Whatever I do will prosper. For I am like a tree that's planted by the stream of water. Hallelujah. Now that's something to be established. Amen. Isaiah 54:17, Psalm 1 and verse 3. The next declaration, Christ has redeemed me.
Christ has redeemed me
from the curse of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid any sickness
or disease
to come upon my body. Every disease,
germs,
allergy,
allergic reaction,
every virus
that touches my body
dies instantly in the name of Jesus.
Every organ
and every tissue
of
my body,
functions in the perfection
that God created it
to function.
I forbid any malfunction in my body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's from Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. Now, let me just say about that declaration. As I was reading it, I began to think about Pastor Mom. On Monday last week, we saw a little blood coming out in her stool, I'll just tell you. And then by Monday evening, there was more blood that came out. By Tuesday, it was so much blood that she had to have a blood transfusion. 2 pints of blood, okay? By Wednesday, the blood stopped. Hallelujah. She had a test done, and the doctor, a couple of tests done, an endoscopy and something they call a short scope. They thought it was diverticulitis. They thought it was a bleeding ulcer. The doctor went in with a scope, looked at it, and these were his words. He said, "It must have healed itself." And we said, The Lord God Almighty. And then even as I read this declaration here, we know Pastor Mom is usually with us and reading this declaration, declaring this every week. And so it's like, you know, every organ, every tissue of my body functions in the perfection that God created it to function, and I forbid any malfunction in my body. Hallelujah. Now, since Wednesday, there has been no blood at all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we give God all the praise and all the glory, and we know that this word has been established because the word of God stands forever. Amen. We're not going to say it was a coincidence. We're not saying anything like that or that it healed itself. We know it was God, Almighty God, who did this thing. Amen. And we're believing that it's God that's going to bring her complete strength back. And we know you're listening, Pastor Mom. We know she's laying in the bed, but she's listening. Amen. So that's what we're believing for her and for all of us as well. Amen. Now, we're headed for our time of communion. And so we're going to play our blood or sing our Blood of Jesus song. When we finish with that, have your communion elements ready. If you have bread, you have water, you have crackers, you have juice. Amen. So get that out, and we are going to have communion after we sing about the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Somebody say, it's the blood. It's the blood. If you would learn how to plead the blood over your family, if you would learn how to plead the blood over your children, you would see a transformation like never before. Somebody just say, the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood. Oh, come on, this is the stuff we used to do for communion. Yeah, these are the songs that carried us. It washed out the wine. Come on, sing it like it's Sunday morning. Say, oh, the blood.
Oh,
yes, Lord. Telling me I can find you, wonder working. Yeah, convention. Just be honest. What came and made you a
Go in your in the Bible in your scriptures to 1 Corinthians 11:23. We'll be reading 1 Corinthians 11:23. And Pastor Mom, we do miss you. We just want you to know we miss you. And we're going to go down to 1 Corinthians 11:34. Praise God. I went in and checked on her. Her and Pastor Catherine are sitting together. And Pastor Catherine is going to make sure she has communion when we get to that part. Amen. 1 Corinthians 11:23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death until he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread or drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye may not come together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Amen. That's Mark. Praise God. You have your communion elements ready. Hallelujah. You have the body of Christ, the blood of Jesus.
On that fateful night.
Thank you, Lord.
We call the Last Supper. Jesus took the bread, and he lifted it up to God, and he thanked him. He broke it, and he thanked him. So let us break it and thank God and then eat. Dear Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For your body that was broken for the remission of our sins. Let us eat. Amen. Yes. Then he took the cup the same way. Lifted it up to God and thanked him and said, this cup represents my blood that was shed for after the shedding of blood there would be no remission of sin. So we thank you for this, Lord, as we drink together. Amen.
Amen. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. Came streaming down. His blood came streaming down. His blood came streaming down for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. Hallelujah. I was thinking about you, Sister Debbie. Amen. I know you have a verse you want to say, right? I'm opening up your line. What you got, Sister Debbie? Give me one verse. Okay, are you on mute?
Okay, no, I'm not on mute. And
okay,
mine is coming from Romans chapter 13,
verse
10.
You're not at that part. I thought you were going to give me a verse for the blood of Jesus.
Oh, okay. Okay. He's coming back again.
Thank you. I knew you'd do
for
it.
For me.
He's coming back again. He's coming back again. What for me? One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. I know it was the blood for me. Thank you, Sister Debbie. I knew you had something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to go on now to our time of giving. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's such a blessing to give. Hallelujah. It's such a blessing because God provides seed for the sower and bread for the eater. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to go on to our prayer for our finances. And I'm still looking for somebody besides me, somebody to give a testimony of how God has blessed them financially since we've been praying this prayer together. Amen. I think Sister Monica says she's not on the line with us. She may be listening. She may be listening on the computer, but she was saying that she's seen her finances get better since we've been praying this prayer. Praise God. So if you just repeat it after me, Lord,
I commit
my finances to you. Be in charge of them.
Use them
for your purpose.
May I be a good steward
of all that you give me. And walk in total agreement
as to how it's to be dispersed.
I pray that I will learn to live free of burdensome debt. Where I have not been wise,
bring restoration.
And give me guidance.
Show me how I can help increase
my finances
and not decrease them
unwisely.
Help me to remember
that all I have belongs to you.
And to be grateful for it.
I pray that I will find it easy to give to you and to others
as you have instructed me in your word.
Give me wisdom to handle money wisely.
Help me make good decisions
as to how I spend.
I pray
that I will find The perfect balance.
Perfect balance.
Between spending needlessly.
Spending needlessly.
And being miserly.
Being miserly.
May I always.
May I always.
Be paid well.
Be paid well.
For the work I do.
For the work I do.
And may my money.
And may my money.
Not be stolen.
Lost.
Devoured.
Destroyed.
Or wasted.
Multiply
it. So what I make, will go a long way.
I pray
that I will not be anxious
about finances,
but will seek your kingdom first,
knowing
that as I do,
I will have all
I need. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, Lord God. Let me tell you first. I'm going into the prayer. Let me tell you first that there's three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You can give via our Cash App, which is $ESLCCC. And that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You can give at the door if you're in the Heritage House, and that's 2E. Or you can mail a check payable to ESLCCC, the 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. And so many of you have been giving in these various ways, and we praise God for you. Now, as you send your offering, put your check together, and all that, we're going to pray over the tithes and offerings today. Father, we bless you. We bless you. Hallelujah. Shana makusela labashite. Ikororobo hoshe ke ramandeste. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. The Lord says, expect miracles in your finances before this month is out. Hallelujah. The Lord says, expect miracles in your finances before this month is out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Ishona makisela la bahashata. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He said it may come in favor. It may come in favor. It may come in favor where debts will be canceled. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, and it may come in unexpected money coming through the mail in your bank account. Hallelujah, shana na mahashata. This is your month of favor, hey, saith the Lord. This is your month of great favor, saith the Lord, in the name of Jesus. And as the money comes to you, as the finances, as the blessings come to you, hallelujah, listen to see what I tell you to do with it. Oh, yes, you will be blessed for you, but you're being blessed for others as well. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, Lord. Hallelujah. Shana ma shikere raba asata. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Just to let y'all know, that was a little different. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was trying to speak in English and it came out in tongues. Amen. And then there was it was like a fullness in the top of my stomach. As I was praying in the spirit, hallelujah, God is doing something. So, amen. If you can all just say, I receive, Lord.
I receive, Lord.
I receive, Lord.
I receive, Lord.
In Jesus' name,
Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. I love it. I love his surprises like that. Amen. Hey, and this month is a special month for me. It's a special month for Pastor Price. Both of our birthdays are this month. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm sure that there's some more birthdays. And also, if you guys can, to if I don't know your birthday, text it to me so we can celebrate with you. Amen, because we want to celebrate your birthday as well. Hallelujah. My birthday is May the 28th, and Pastor Price's birthday is the 25th. So we'll definitely be celebrating those online. Hallelujah, as we have our service. All right, now it's time for our tag team preaching. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We will, I was going to play a song, but for Pastor Mom, we want to sing one of her favorite songs. Amen. And for those who have the book, it's in the maybe the next to the last page. You probably know this song anyway. It's called I Love You, Lord, Today. Amen. So, Pastor Mom, we're going to sing this song to the Lord with you today. Amen. So let's sing it. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you cared for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up. I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. Way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you. I lift you up. I lift you up. I magnify and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think I heard her sing it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We do love you today, Lord. Amen. Amen. All right, let's go to our tag team preaching. Some of you got a little preacher in already, but we're looking for those to tag team preach. And as I said much earlier today, if that word preaching it's not quite in your vocabulary for you right now, it's okay. You can share with us something from your devotional. Amen. Something from your devotional you can share with us. You can read a scripture. That would be fine to read a scripture. If you have a song and you want to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, you can sing. You could say a poem about Jesus today. So, we're open to all of that. Now, you want to press your number one key? Or am I just going to go down the line and just see if anybody has anything? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'll say press your number one key. I see two of them pressed already. Excuse me, Pastor Catherine and Pastor Mom and Minister Rachel. If anybody else has their number one key pressed, I don't see you. So text me and let me know that you have your number one key pressed. Amen. Hallelujah. So you want to go first, Pastor Mark? You look ready.
I look ready. when we just sung that song for Mom, I love you, Lord, today.
Mm-hmm.
It was already in scripture going through my head, and I was sitting there looking at it.
Amen. Confirmation.
And it's Psalm 116.
Okay.
Psalm 116.
Mm-hmm.
And it says from the New International Version of the Bible, I love the Lord, for he heard my voice.
Yes.
He heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live. I'm going to stop right there.
Amen.
And when I think about that, you know, we have to understand that the Lord really loves us.
Yes.
And that's the first thing we really need to understand deeply.
Yes.
And when we look at John 3:16, he proved it.
Come on.
For God so loved the world.
Amen.
That he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And so once we understand that, then we have to look inside and say, well, do I love him?
Mm.
And many times people, when they think about themselves loving God, they think about what they can do for him. And, I mean, service is top of the line. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to serve the Lord. You're supposed to obey his word.
Mm-hmm.
But there comes a time when you're all by yourself.
Yes.
When it ain't nobody else to serve.
Mm-hmm.
When it ain't nobody to give nothing to,
amen.
Do nothing for.
Amen.
That you in a situation where you got sorrows, trials, and tribulations that are bearing down on you,
mm-hmm.
that you have to realize, oh, I really do love the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I love him. And I know he loves me because he heard my cry.
Hallelujah.
Pitied my every groan. And when you look at that and show me mercy, oh, man, that's when you know you can always call on him.
Amen.
Because he's going to be right there.
Hallelujah.
And so y'all know y'all constantly heard me say for this last year or so, the Lord is my keeper. If nobody else has kept me, he has kept me.
Amen.
And so I love the Lord. He heard my cry.
Amen.
And he pitied my every groan. Amen.
Hallelujah. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. He heard my cry. Amen. And pitied every groan. Long as I live and troubles rise, I'll hasten to his throne.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. The back of the fan fell off.
Oh, okay.
I hope that was a good sign that the fan is still working.
Yeah. Okay.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mark. I love the Lord. He heard my cry. Amen. Amen. And I may even have that queued up on here with Whitney Houston. I think I had it on here. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Pressure number one, Key. We're going to open a line for Minister Rachel, and then we have Pastor Catherine. And then we have Pastor Price. So anyone else, press your number one key. If you just simply share with us, you know, a devotional, a couple of lines from your devotional that you've been reading or something, you know, you can do that. Hallelujah. Okay. All right.
Hi, everybody.
Hi,
Ethan. Christ in the church. Bless all of you. Love you all.
Amen.
I'm going to be reading Isaiah 53. I was asking God right now, do you want me to read all the way to 5? So So he just told me, just to read verse 5, Isaiah 53, verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. So I do thank him for that divine medicine for our souls, body, and minds, and everything that it can heal. I just thank him for his strength, and I thank him for his love to all of us, that he helps us and strengthens us to be the church of him, to be the body of Christ, the neck, the arms, the legs, the elbows. We are every part of Christ's body, and we are standing for him in every city, in every state. And I thank him that he takes care of our circumstance, that he takes care of everything, and he keeps us in remembrance of his holiness. And when Aunt Helen was talking, when she said about the crown of thorns, and when she's going to tell me, I was just saying, the times when we're feeling stuff that's going on in other people's body, we're knowing him in the fellowship of his suffering, because he felt everything that he healed. Amen. When he walked those 30 years, and he touched, and he was touched by all of their infirmities, and he felt everything, even the depth of it that we can never feel. Even when we feel our little bit of aches and pains, it's still only a tiny bit of what the Lord felt for us for them 33 years when he carried everything, the weight of the world, and he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, even when his very sweat turned into blood, hallelujah, for us, he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done. And he went all the way for us. So he gave us his enduring strength, his beautiful Holy Spirit, to make it through this life. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord, for keeping us in the land of the living, Father God. Strengthen each and every one of us to keep saying yes to your will and yes to your way. And so I love each and every one of y'all, and I hope y'all stay encouraged. We got to keep declaring his word and standing firm, because he's God alone.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Thank you. Keep declaring his word and standing strong. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. That was good. Amen. All right. I was waiting to see if anything was going to come from the children.
Oh, they upstairs praying.
Okay, good. Amen. God bless. Thank you. Thank you. Opening the line for Pastor Catherine and Pastor Mom.
Praise God. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay then. All right. Because I'm sitting away from the phone, so I want to make sure you hear me. I want to read three scriptures here, whether they go along with what I'm going to talk about or not. Our Lord giving them to me, so I'm going to read them, okay? The first one is Philippians 3:14. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward, Christ Jesus. And then Isaiah 55:8-9, my thoughts are not nothing like yours, says the Lord. And my ways are beyond anything you could imagine. But just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Then Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plan I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. And I just want to encourage all of us to don't quit. Be strong and don't quit, even if you got children. Even if you have children, and I know that when the children are little, be so happy when they grow up. And sometimes we get so tired. But God is saying today, don't quit, but because before you know it, they'll all be grown. And then even if you're in school, God is saying to us today, those that's in school, you know, we sometimes get tired and we get weary. We want to do other things that other people are doing. But God says, don't quit. Just keep on going. Even if you sit in bed, God says, continue to focus on me. Don't continue to focus on me. Don't quit. Don't give up. Amen. And even if you're taking care, if you're a caregiver, God's saying, you keep on. Don't quit. Even if you're married, and you might say, I done went all as far as I could go. But God is saying, go some more. Keep on going. Don't quit. You might have lost a loved one. I just remember the times when I lost my husband. I mean, I tell you, I wanted to quit. God told me, he says, you know, your husband has seen a glimpse of me. He don't want to return here. Now, I got some work for you to do. Now, you keep on going. Even if it could be about your job. You might be on your job, and this may not be the job that you want. But God is saying, you keep on, because I got a purpose, and I got a plan for you in Jesus' name. Amen? But in the midst of you pressing on, in the middle of that, we don't have to worry about what's going to happen. Or what's going to happen with whatever I'm going through right now. Because God wants us to enjoy right where we are. And we need to continue to find something to be thankful for in the place where we are. We may not be able, we may not like where we are. It may not be like other people are at this time to make you happy. But God says you got to think of things that think of some things that you can be thankful for in the midst of where you are. Amen. Think of some things, even with your children. Sometimes I know they get antsy and they get active, but we can thank God that our children are healthy. We can thank God that they're in the right mind. Amen? So just in the midst of where you are, God said, do not worry, don't let your worrying about tomorrow rob you of your joy for today. Enjoy where we are. And we have to stop complaining. I ask God to help me not to complain. God, don't let me help me. Every time I begin to complain, God, help me to remember some things that I can be thankful for. I can thank him in the midst of where I am, because he's saying, don't quit. I want you to keep on going. My son showed a film this morning where the quarterback was going. I may not get this right. But a quarterback, they had blindfolded the quarterback, and they wanted him to go to the 50-yard. I think that's right, Mark. They wanted him to go to the 50-yard. He got to the 10. I think he got to the 20. And he had a man on his back, and he said, keep on going. Keep on going till you get to the 50-yard line. And he said, look like he said, I don't want to keep going. I'm getting tired. I'm getting tired. He said, keep going. Keep going. And I don't know where you are. I don't know where you are. You might be at the 10 line, your 10-yard line. You might be at the 20-yard line. But God is saying for you today, God is saying for all of us today, don't quit. Keep going. You don't know what's at the end. God got some great things at the end. So don't quit, press on. Because God says in his word, I got a great plan for you. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I heard you, Pastor Mom, with your amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's right. Don't quit. Keep going. Don't quit. Keep going. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I saw that movie that you were talking about, Pastor Catherine, I saw that where this was a young man and he was in training. I didn't see it this morning, but when you said it, it made me think about it. They were training. I forget the name of the movie, but they were training the football players. They was training this big guy to be able to really use all of what he had to play the game and not to quit. And they put somebody heavy on his back and told him to keep going. And before he knew it, he had gone past where they had told him to go. Hallelujah. Amen, because he kept going. So praise God. That's a wonderful word for us today. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Thank you for laughing, Pastor Mom. That was a confirmation to what God told me to talk about today. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go to Pastor Price. Amen. Anybody else, you can press your number one key at any time. Pastor Price, welcome.
Hey, buddy.
Good morning. Everybody has been doing such an awesome and great job of what the Lord has had them to do today. What a great, great blessing. I just worship the Lord and praise him today for all of the words that we have heard thus far. I wanted to talk very quickly about something that God's been stirring up in me. I listened to the word each day, and in listening, there was a scripture that came across my spirit, as I heard it and I was listening, that those who wait upon the Lord, who intensely, earnestly expect him to move, that God would bless those who intensely, earnestly expect. And it brought back to me years ago when the Lord had me doing a search and a research and by his spirit on the word wait. And I found out that the word wait is also synonymous with the word hope and also synonymous with the word expectation, not just any kind of expectation, but an eager expectation, earnestly, eagerly expecting God to do what he said he would do. And then I found out that there were blessings that come that God has special to those who eagerly expect him to move. Sometimes when we look at the word wait, we kind of think of an apathetic, and I won't say apathetic, but it's a non-movement, or just, Lord, we're waiting for you. And the Lord said, now change that around in your spirit to see that you're eagerly expecting. We can really look at that right now when we see that they have so many, Joy and Amber, and they've introduced us on the program, and Apostle them, they got in where they have Instacart. They have the EAT programs, the ones that will deliver food. They deliver food. And one of the things that when they tell you an estimated time of arrival, and so you begin to expect them to come. And in doing so, maybe you might be around the house, you might not have on your wig, or you might not have your hair combed, or even have on the face mask or whatever it is that you want to do to get your food when they come to the door. Then also one of the things Joy them always look for, they'll always say to mom, you got some dollars so I can give a tip when they come. So we begin to eagerly, they're looking, especially when they're looking for food to come, because they're looking to be able to get it. Sometimes you can get all kind of, groceries, even from Walmart, all those kind of things. But they're eagerly expecting. One of the things that they have to do also is to get in our gate here where we live at, you now have to either call us or have a code to be able to get in. And so most times they'll call first. So we have a double expectation. We're expecting them to reach that gate. And the same thing about with when we're looking eagerly, maybe a few more days than what you do with food, but when we're looking at Amazon, are you looking at FedEx and UPS to be able to deliver a package that you may have? You're eagerly expecting this to be able to take place. You know that it's coming. It's an expectation that it's going to come. And so once they get there, then you come on and you open that door because you've already been looking out for them to come. Well, the Lord was ministering to my heart that this is the way that the waiting that he's talking about in the word of God, that we're eagerly expecting God to do what he said he's going to do. And when we do, when you come up on the word wait in the Bible, if you'll actually look at the Hebrew, that you'll see it says one translation, one way it's translated is to wait. Another translation is to hope. And I've also, because I call myself in Jesus' name the hope lady, because God and Jesus is our hope, our intense, earnest expectation of good. Hallelujah. Hope has so many synonyms or analogies that you could compare it to. Hope is the expector. It's the vision. It's the blueprint of faith. It's when we're beginning to, we're looking and eagerly expecting for God to do what he's going to do. That's what that hope is. That's why he said, why are you cast down, O my soul? He tells us, don't be cast down, Helen. Don't be cast down. He said, hope in the Lord. That means eagerly expect him to do what he says he's going to do. There are things that come in our lives that as we begin to go forth, that we look around and we say, Lord, how are you going to do it? I heard when Pastor Catherine was talking about with her precious husband who went to be with the Lord. And Joe went right before Christmas time and went to be with the Lord at that time. And
he was the one that made the biggest amount of money in our family. And mine was only about a quarter of what he was getting. The money that I was getting was about a quarter of what he was getting. And so the time came by, I was coming after, you know, when Christmas had passed and we were coming up on the new year, and I knew that the rent, we're living in a townhome, and that the rent was going to be due. And in the natural, they had locked down his account. Any of his money that had went in, they had locked it down because he went to be with the Lord on December 9th. By the end of the month, by that time, they had locked his account down completely. And we could not, with anything that was in his account, we could not even access it. Even to this day, we can still have to see how they're going to do, but we could not access anything in that account. And so I was going to call my manager of the apartment where I live in and was going to tell them that I'm going to have to see how the Lord's going to have us to be able to pay our rent and how we're going to be able to do that. And so, but when I called, they didn't answer, and I didn't leave any message. But by the next few days, every single thing that we needed to pay our rent, and from that day to this, and this has now been the fifth month, from that day to this, God strategically, by his Spirit, has provided. And even from the beginning of the new year, as the new year come in, the Lord, when things would get a little bit low because there's just a lot of situations that were there, God would say, expect me to work. Look to me to do what I'm going to do. And so there's a scripture. My scripture for today is from a very familiar scripture, which is Isaiah, in Isaiah 41. It says that, but they that wait upon the Lord. Now, we're going to plug this in right away. But they that eagerly expect God to do what he said he's going to do, they that eagerly expect him and have eager expectation in him, the word of God said they shall renew their strength. God said, how are you going to renew your strength? Continually expect me to do what I said I'm going to do. Eagerly expect me to work on your behalf. And then this is what he said he will do. He said, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. He said, you expect me to do it? He said, I'm going to do it. He said, don't cast away your confidence. Don't cast away your expectation in me to move and work on your behalf. He said, they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's a special blessing. As I close off today and get ready to close off in my tag team preaching, remember that if you can, look up every word that you see in the Bible that has weight on it. And then plug in intensely, earnestly, expect, eagerly expect God to do what he says he's going to do. And when you find out, when you do that, you'll find out that there are wonderful, wonderful blessings for those who expect God to move. There may be ones like we're believing God to move to our new home and to a new home. Well, in the natural, I may not see how it's going, but God has never required me to work in the natural. He's required for me to look to him. I'll tell this last testimony as I get ready to come out. We were looking to go across country to go back to California. And the tickets that we were going to look to go to California, my children wanted us to come. And the tickets that we were looking for, they said, well, dear, they call me my dear. They said, my dear, we don't want to pay any more than $700 for your tickets. And so the tickets were $1,300, and I'm talking about for the three of us. I'm talking about for me and my two daughters. And so the tickets were like $1,300. One, a friend of ours, she looked, and she said, well, I see it at $1,400. And so as the time began to go on, and it looked like it just wasn't going to come to be in for that amount of what they wanted to do, then the other day somebody sent me about a 50% off sale. When I looked it up and went in and we could lock it in, there was $600 for the three of us, $600 for Joy, myself, and Amber, for us to go. That was such an awesome, hallelujah, that was such an awesome, great blessing. So what you say, Apostle?
I said round trip.
And round trip, that's right. It was round trip, not one way, round trip. And I mean, the ticket agent, his name was Marshall. He said his mama's a preacher, and we just rejoiced, and I rejoiced, and my children rejoiced, and they said they can be able to get the other things going, what they needed to be able to get going for that time. So I just said, God, he exceeds exceeded our expectation. And that's a word for somebody as I close this off. God said, I will exceed your expectation. I'll do even exceedingly abundantly. The word of God says God is able in Ephesians 3 and verse 20. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly over and above whatever we can ask. One translation says whatever we could ask or even think. What can you ask God? What can you think about with God? Not only do we believe God, I thought about how we can. I went to a graduation yesterday, and last year this time I was using a walker. Last year this time, because of my legs and my ankles and my feet, and this time the walking was something. And I'm telling you, God, I didn't have no walker, no nothing, and was able to walk on to cross them long fields of to get it was at the Liberty Bowl. To come, you have to walk in to get so far in. Then once you get in, you got to walk in to get to your seat. Then you got to walk up to get to your seat. So there's so many things, but God gave me the strength. He exceeded my expectation for yesterday. And even when I was just walking in Dollar General, I looked over and saw a great big brim hat. I don't wear hats. I don't wear hats and things very rarely. But the Lord said, get that hat. And I went on and got that big wide brim hat. And that was a word to me yesterday. I was sitting like in my own haven in the Lord. That sun was bearing down hot. It was hot yesterday. The sun was bearing down hot. And yet, and when I took off my hat, oh, the sun was so, I mean, I even come back with a suntan on my feet. Joy got a sunburn on her arms. But I had on my hat, and I was in my own shaded area with the Lord. Again, he exceeded my expectations. So I encourage you, whatever that you're going through, expect God to do what he's going to do. We need to expect God to do, but eagerly expect him. Like we're looking for that Uber to come. God is greater than the Uber. Or we're looking for that Instacart to come. He's greater than that Instacart. And he will always exceed our expectations. People have been on us, about moving. And I stopped, Pastor Apostle. People have been on us about moving, and we have gone from place to place looking for that place to be able to move. Now, the incidentals behind the scene don't seem to be in place either. But God said that doesn't matter anything to him. That don't matter to him. And what I'm looking, and I believe God that when we do move into our new home, and I believe God that he's going to exceed our expectations. I believe that he's going to do so great that only he gets something that I know beyond it. Like with that ticket, I knew that anytime, not only did he give us not just half of what we would have paid for the ticket, he gave us less than half for three people to travel round trip. That was a miracle of God. So I believe God for my home. I believe God for our vehicles because we need a new vehicle. Well, I believe God for everything that he will exceed our expectation. And the question I ask as I close today, will you believe God? Will you truly look eagerly, expectantly for him to do what he's going to do so he can exceed your expectation? God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you. And I believe and I receive in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I think that's even goes with the word while we were having, our tithes and offerings time, our giving time of what God said, that what he's going to do. I think even just looking at what he did, and that wasn't even on my mind, even though I know of that testimony that you just told, about your the tickets and everything. That didn't even cross my mind, but that is really, confirming what the Lord has said, because that's an awesome blessing, and he's doing even greater things. So we're going to intensely, eagerly expect God, and we know that he's going to far exceed our expectations. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. We're going to open a line now. Oh, let me tell you that movie, I got a text from Minister Rachel that said that movie with the guy who had somebody on his back and he was not giving up and making it through was called Facing the Giant. And, what a story, Facing the Giant. Don't give up. Amen. So even now, God is he's having us to do some things right now, because there's some giants that it's going to look like giants that we're going to face. And because we've spent that time with him, we're going to make it through it. Hallelujah. Just like David did with Goliath. Amen. He had faced the lion and the bear before he got to the giant. Amen. Sister Debbie, I'm opening up your line. And Minister Mary, you are next. Anyone else? Press your number one key or let me know that you have, if you, because these are the only two that I see. Sister Debbie, welcome.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Good morning. And the scripture is coming from Philippians 4 and 13, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. It says, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." And I think about that, and that's one of my favorite scriptures. Like when I'm tired, I think about Philippians 4 and 13. And I also think about what Job, when he was going through, he didn't give up. I know he was very tired, but he didn't give up. Even his wife told him, "Well, why don't you just quit, just curse God and die?" And he told her, "No, you're talking crazy. You sound like a fool." And when people say, I hear people say that on the job, "I'm tired of being here. I don't want to do this or I don't want to do that." And I think about Philippians 4 and 13. And I think about the patients who are there and stuff like that. And I pray for them as I come in the room. And some of them who are, they may be able to speak or they're not. I think about, and I thank the Lord. I said, "Thank you, Lord." And I won't complain because I could, but as I look, you know, I see what their visitors and their loved ones are going through, and I won't complain. And I think about that, like Pastor Catherine said, when you have kids and stuff, when they get grown, you think about it, you get tired, but you keep praying for them, the kids and the grandkids.
Yes.
And I just think about that. And another song that I think about too, that the Commodore is saying, "Jesus is love. He won't let you down."
Amen.
And yeah, and we just have to keep pressing on like Job did. And I hear people say you must have the patience of Job, but he was tired, he was sick, he was weak, but he didn't give up. Even though like, his own wife told him, "Why don't you just quit? Just give up." No. No, because God never, he don't give up on us. So why should we give up? There's nothing wrong with being tired, but don't give up. Yes, and also May is a special month for David and me because May 11th is our 36th wedding anniversary. And I also remember May is Martha's birthday too.
My sister. She gone home to be with the Lord. Amen. And
yes.
I keep saying she was the usher, so she had to go get there first. You know, ushers get there first and help usher us on in.
Yes. And,
so what year?
1985.
Okay, so this your 36th wedding anniversary?
Yes.
All right.
And also another thing in May, my mother went to be with the Lord on May 19th, and I think about all of that too. And her and Martha was the same age; they were both 67 when they went to be with the Lord.
Wow!
And I remember Pastor Mom praying with me a couple of days after she had went to be with the Lord. I went over there, and she prayed with me.
So, amen.
That's mine for today. And
amen.
Nothing you can do about it.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing. Hallelujah. Amen. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Praise God. Thank you so much. Amen. Opening the line now for Minister Mary, and then Minister Carrie is next. Hallelujah. Hey, Mary.
Hey, good morning. I was just listening to everyone this morning, and I just thought I would just you know, just kind of chime in. I really like what Kat said this morning, and Helen and everybody, and Debbie. We all seem to be on that same kind of message to trust the Lord and not to give up. I did see the program Pastor Kat was talking about this morning with Pastor Will, and the movie that showed, the clip that he showed with the young man that had someone on his back and was struggling to make it down the field. And that spoke volumes to me this morning when I saw that, because I had been asking God to give me a different perspective on, you know, some things I had been struggling with on my job, and he did. Today he gave me that different perspective. On a daily basis, we pray for Mom, and we make confessions over her, but one confession always stands out to me, that we overcome, and this is in Revelation 12:11. It says that we overcome the devil, the flesh, and the world by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. That always sticks out to me, because we are overcomers, and we do overcome by the blood of the Lamb. So whenever I look at that scripture, the blood of the Lamb part, that's God's part. He's already done that. But the word of our testimony, that's our part, that we have to continue to say the word. So what, and give that testimony and say the word over whatever our situation is. So what is that word that we're saying? It is whatever the word that the Lord has said to us. And then we have to set ourselves in agreement with that word and continue to say it and continue to agree with it. Now, that was important for me, because these last few months since the pandemic and since, you know, I've been dealing with a lot at work, things changed tremendously. Things changed at home tremendously because of the pandemic. And it has been challenging. It has been very challenging. And that, to be able to come through that challenge, I had to continue to say the word and continue to give, my testimony, continue to say that, and continue every time to go back to the very basics of what God told me, what he would do for me in his word, what he would do for me in my life, and the personal word that God has given to me. So that's what I'm saying today, is we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of his testimony. And when it gets hard, keep going back to the basics. Keep going back to what God said to you, just like Kat said, how she preached earlier today. Keep going back to what he said about your marriage. Keep going back to what he said about your job. Keep going back to what he said about your children. Keep going back to what he said about him delivering you, about him healing you, about him guiding you. Keep going back to that and continue to say those things, and we will overcome. God bless y'all.
Amen. Hallelujah. So keep going back to the basics of what God said. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. That made me think about, when in the garden, and the enemy went to Eve and said, well, has God said, what did he say? Hallelujah. And so, yeah, we need to go back and because,
you know, a lot of times he'll tell us stuff before we need it, before we know we need it, you know. So thank you. Thank you so much. And appreciate you saying something this morning. Hallelujah. And I want to say, Minister Rachel, is she still on? Minister Rachel, that's another one of your aunties. I mean, that's Aunt Mary. Amen. You know Aunt Catherine, Aunt Helen. So, and you know Uncle Mark on this morning. Hallelujah. All right. We're opening the line for Minister Carey. Amen. Welcome, Minister Carey. Praise God. Y'all
good
doing
morning.
So good today. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I just thank the Lord for today and all the words that he's given us to encourage our heart and to build us up. And I just want to share this, that something he was speaking to me during some time. So coming from Psalms 119:105, you know, it says that my word is a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. And in Isaiah 54:10, it also said, though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, saith the Lord, who has compassion on us. And so I just thank the Lord for that he has revealed himself. He has chosen us and set us apart and poured out his love for us through Christ Jesus. And I just thank the Lord. And also in Hebrews 12:28-29, it says, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. For our God is a consuming fire. And as he come in and consume all those things that want to hold us back or do all that, he comes in and a fire come down. And then it just, and it's just odd to just worship him and just to know him and know that he's for us and he's not against us. And I just thank the Lord this morning.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Wow. It was hallelujah. So what title would you give to that? Amen.
The Lord is for us.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is for us. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, he is. He is for us. Praise God. Amen. Well, since we have this little more time left, there's a couple of things that I wanted to share this morning. Well, first of all, the Lord told me to share something out of one of my devotionals. I was reading 40 Days with Jesus. And when I read this a while back, it reminded me of communion. And I probably should have said it earlier, but I'm saying it now. And then I have something else that I wanted to say as well. But I was reading from that devotional, and it just reminded me so much of communion. It says, I gave my body on the cross to provide eternal nourishment for you, but the evil one wants to devour you. The contrast is crystal clear, and the stakes are immeasurably high. Mankind has a ferocious appetite for finding out what the future will bring. Astrologers and fortune tellers capitalize on this lust to peer into secret things, things that belong to me. However, to feast on me, you must live in the present moment. Hallelujah. This is when you can encounter me and enjoy my presence. As you come to the table of my delight, be sure to bring your fork of trust and your spoon of thank. Plenty of time enjoying me, and your soul will delight
in the richest affair. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So we got our fork of trust and our spoon of thankfulness. Amen. And spending time in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then the other one that I wanted to say, last week I was talking about permission. And even as I talked about how powerful our permission is, I preached it last Sunday, well, and then Sunday before last, the last Sunday. And then last Sunday, I was checking to see if everything was okay. I heard Pastor Catherine say something. Then I preached it again at another service on past the last Sunday, too. So I preached it 2 days on Sunday. And even after I finished, the Lord was still talking to me. So it was like the sermon was not finished. And one thing that really stood out for me that he told me to just go back into a little bit today, because we were talking about permission. And I won't even give you a review of permission, but our permission is powerful. If you didn't hear the sermons, please go back. You can everything that was said today and even the sermon on our permission is powerful. You can just Google Get 'em Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. And I want to say I thought it was just the past five broadcast come up, but I think it's for the past month that it comes up. And even if it doesn't, you can click on one, get into our blog talk platform, and then listen to it. One thing I was talking about was that your laughter is permission. When we laugh at something, it gives it permission. And I kind of focused on the detrimental part, there's a good part to it and a bad part to it. And I was saying, you know, that our permission, either we give permission to the enemy or we give permission to the Lord. And we want to give permission to the Lord and to his word. And so I didn't say so much about the good part of laughter, because laughter is good. Laughter is godly. God himself laughed. What I talked about last week was that if we laugh at a dirty joke, then we give permission for that kind of dirt and filth and lust kind of things to come. And I also talked about a young man that when I was with the prison ministry, they showed us a video of this young man who talked about how he would trap the staff members into helping him. Giving him drugs, bringing cigarettes in, and then even having relations with him. And the young man said, they laugh, I got him. So that gave permission. If a person laughed at something that he said, then that gave him permission to go all into their lives and wreak havoc and mess up things in their life. So I wanted to come back and briefly talk about some good things about laughter, because laughter is powerful. Laughter does give permission as well. Now, there's a holy laughter when we're in agreement with the Lord. Psalm 37, verses 12 and 13, Psalm 37, verses 12 and 13 says, the wicked plotted against the just and gnashed upon him with his teeth. And Psalm 37 and 13 says, the Lord shall laugh at him, for he sees that his day coming. Amen. So even when, you know, we see the enemy trying to come at us, and he's trying to come hard at us, he got a plot, he got a scheme, he's trying to eat us up, and the Lord is laughing at him. and saying, and the Lord sees that his day is coming. So there will be times when things, and this is what the Lord has done with me in the past, it looked like, quote, unquote, all hell is breaking loose. And the Lord will tell me, throw your head back and laugh. Just throw your head back and just laugh. You know I need to do that a little bit more, because the Lord knows that the enemy's time is coming to an end, you know, and there are times where the enemy would try to come at us so hard and it just come out of nowhere. And so the Lord said, just throw your head back and laugh, because this is his last ditch effort to try to get you to go in his direction. Amen. Amen. So there's a good laughter. There's a laughter that gives God permission to just kick the enemy out of your pathway. Amen. And then Proverbs 17:22 says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Amen. So Proverbs 17:22, a merry heart, and that's laughter. You know, we just laugh from our heart, laughing in the spirit. It's like a medicine. Amen. So if we're feeling, you know, down and out, oppressed or depressed or even sick, begin to laugh and say, Lord, let that laughter be a medicine to heal my body. And there are times where even, yeah, situations can be just totally changed in an instant from laughter. And I know if you think about that for a moment, you'll see how some, or you, it'll come back to you, how some situations were so intense and suddenly it was deflected because of laughter. Amen. And the last one I want to read is Job 8:20-21. Behold, God will not cast away a perfect man, neither will he help the evildoers. Job 8:21 says, till he fill thy mouth with laughing and thy lips with rejoicing. So there are times where God will just fill your mouth with laughter. Hallelujah. And just have you to rejoice. And, you know, even before, when we see the enemy trying to come at us, the Lord will fill your mouth with laughter. Amen. And as you just let God just laugh through you, it gives permission for the enemy to be cast away and for the Lord to even help in the midst of what's going on. Amen. So I just want to go back to that, because laughter is permission. It could be permission for the enemy, and it surely is permission for the Lord to move in our lives in a great way. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So today has been just an awesome day with the word of God that has come. Pastor Mark started us off with love. Amen. I love the Lord. He heard my cry. Amen. Made us just want to sing. And then Minister Rachel was talking about, you know, how the Lord was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. Hallelujah. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Pastor Catherine talked about, don't quit, keep going. Don't quit. Keep going. Praise God. Amen. And Pastor Price, the Lord just gave her that we should intensely and eagerly expect God. Hallelujah. Because he's doing exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or even imagine. Amen. Sister Debbie was talking about, you know, God doesn't give up on us. So we can't give up on him. Praise God. And she won't complain. Amen. You may get tired, but not giving up. Hallelujah. Minister Mary was saying, you know, go back to the basics of what God has said to us. Amen. God, he's already done his part. you know, the blood of the Lamb, and our part is the word of our testimony to overcome. Praise God. And Minister Carey said that he is for us. Praise God. Praise God. His unfailing love won't be shaken. He is for us. Praise God. Amen. And I went to laughter is permission. Amen. And permission is powerful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So we just, Lord, we just want to thank you and praise you. We bless you, Lord God, for all that you have done today. Amen. And we want to just, even before we go, we want to pray for those who may be listening. I believe everybody who's on the line today knows Jesus as their Lord and Savior. But there may be some who are listening, maybe in 2055, that continues to stand out to me, because that would be my 100th birthday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So if you're here today and you have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is your time. Hallelujah. This is your time for a flat-out miracle, that your life will be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, in the name of Jesus. So the Lord says in John 3:16, if you know it, say it with me, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Amen. And Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. So quite simply, the Lord made a way. Love you so much that he made a way for you to be saved. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Yeah, say it out loud with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I believe. You died for me.
Died for me.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
Be my Savior.
Be my Savior.
Forgive me of all my sins.
Forgive me of all my sins.
Teach me your ways.
And
help me to follow you.
And help me to follow you.
And
now
I know, according to the Bible,
I'm saved,
I'm born again,
and heaven is my home.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen and amen. And we want to invite you to be a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Now, if it is 2055, I don't know if we're still here, but I know that there's a Bible-believing church, amen, hallelujah, that you can go to, and that so that you can learn more and more of who God is in your life, amen. You can also find us online. I believe we'll still be somewhere online in 2055. Praise God, hallelujah. And so we commit and commend you right now, hallelujah. And to the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, for filling them with your precious Holy Spirit and with power, power to live right, power to walk right, and power to talk right in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And, Lord, we bless you for them right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. So we thank all of you for being here with us today. Guess what? Next Sunday is Mother's Day. Hallelujah. And we're going to be here for Mother's Day. We're going to be celebrating. And we hope and pray that Pastor Mom is strengthened and she can come on and say some words to us next week. We're going to look forward to that. Amen. We're going to eagerly expect the Lord to move on her. Hallelujah. And so we're looking forward to all of you meeting with us next Sunday as we celebrate Mother's Day with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and close out with a word of prayer. And Pastor Mark, you opened us, so you might as well close it.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you. One of my mom's favorite sayings in her prayer is, Lord, hold us in the hollow of thine own hand. So, Lord, that's what we ask you to do from this day and this day forward. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Now may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another.
In Jesus'
name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I didn't say what I I should have been finished with what I was going to say, but tomorrow we have Bible teaching. Tomorrow, Lunch with Lorraine, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, the same phone number. On Tuesday, we are still praying in tongues, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Our next Wednesday broadcast will be Wednesday, the 12th of May, and that will be, and I'll be here any second now, that'll be Prophetic Healing, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on this Thursday, the 6th of May, we will have Pastor Shirley Bird, who is she founded the Love Outreach Ministries, and it's a prison ministry. It's just a wonderful outreach ministry. And so she's going to be with us, and I'm telling you, she's on fire for the Lord. So we're looking forward to being with her this month on Thursdays, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. So love you all. Have a blessed rest of the day. And remember, I am the church.